Take your foot off the gas of life, pull out your device of choice, and search Doptivity on your favorite podcast app.
After listening, some people suffer from success, self-love, and too much dopeness. If you find yourself feeling down or feeling as though you haven't been around much knowledge, listen to Doptivity.
Common side effects may include lighter thoughts, greater ambition, more self-love, better interactions with other people in your near future, and your ability to check yourself before you check others.
So now, get your daily dose of Doptivity and be dope for the rest of your life.
What I want to say?
We want to say hello to Doptivity. Hey!
Hello!
Hello.
It's me. I was wondering. Nathan has the giggles, guys. He has been laughing.
I am happy because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like.
What's next?
Guys, I don't know what's wrong with us today, but it's a lot of laughter in the room, which is amazing. I love laughing.
Yes.
Okay.
Another Sunday fun day with the Doptivity.
Oh God, what have I done?
Anyways, welcome
Where is
back,
my
guys.
Brother? I think he's been cloned, guys. Like this person that has been in front of me for the last 2 hours. Oh. I'm not sure if they're my brother.
That laugh before the podcast, though,
bro,
changed my whole.
He turned pink.
My,
you know, he's like mixed. No, he's mixed, so he can't turn red. He turned pink.
A faint blush color.
And it was just like, okay, bro, yeah, you're pink. You gotta stop laughing.
Ooh. Yeah, that was intense for me.
You're stupid.
Anyways,
bro.
Welcome back, Doptivity. We in the house.
In his ass, cause I got a jizz eye.
Yeah. Oh man.
Sorry,
feeling good
guys.
Though. No, we feeling good. Sunday fun day.
We are. I feel great. I feel like
I like that.
I have something to conquer.
You know what? You don't even have to explain her because I know what it means.
I feel it.
I feel like I can. Yeah. It's like aggressive. Taking on everything. Are you adding too much now? Now you're adding too much.
Too much sauce. Okay, I'm sorry.
You drip too hard.
Trash to hey, fuck a running drown. Off this way. Ain't bad live back. Yeah, she been up my mind.
Yeah.
As soon as I stay. Hey. That's my shit. Oh my God, I love that song.
Oh man.
But anywho, sorry y'all. I know that you guys have questions.
Because.
First, let me take this shot because.
Big facts. This is a shot. It's 2019 also.
I'm excited for 2019.
I am too.
I'm doing the, what's this dance called?
It's like a wave, kind of.
I'm doing the wave.
Like you're attempting the wave, but
it's
I don't
not
know
really
if you're doing it right.
Here.
You're trying your best though. We'll shot to that. I mean, we'll shoot to that.
We've had.
Oh, always tequila.
A lot of shots today.
Oh, Jesus. Lord save me. But yeah.
Dun. And I need you. Sorry.
musical podcast over here. If we had
no, but anyway, like I was saying, is that I know a lot of people are wondering, like, damn, y'all missed the episode.
Mm-hmm.
We did, but
we didn't. But we did.
Right. We have a very good reason why. Okay, so what had happened was, our New Year's episode was supposed to be recorded for y'all. It was supposed to be posted for y'all. But this was our first time actually trying to actually do all of it. And then it got to the, like, even when we recorded, we're like, damn, this is the big episode. So we were like,
We literally lost track of time.
We were just doing it was just crazy. So anyway, we're having technical difficulties. I got a burp and it won't come out. That's not it. Oh my God. I need to come out.
Need some carbonation.
But anyway, we're having technical difficulties with the episode. And it was, what was the name of it? I'm sorry, I forgot.
It was New Year's resolution based. We didn't have a title yet.
Yes, we did.
Uh-uh, we didn't.
because I didn't title it. It was just New Year's resolution. New Year's resolutions.
The lack of or
defining it for the most part.
Okay, you have to listen to the episode when we post it to really get the gist of what we're trying to say.
You gotta go back and listen to it. Once we post it, you gotta go listen to it.
But it was one for like bringing in the new year with the positive vibe. Mm-hmm. Since it's still January, I still feel like we can post it anytime this month and it'll still be beneficial. So we just wanted to let you know it's probably going to come because this one's going to be easy to post because we're not actually physically recording us make the video. Mm-hmm. So this one will be easy to post. So this one will probably be up early next week, but that one's going to come shortly after that because mm-hmm. we're just going to do some
tweaking.
Excuse me, there it goes. Figure out what's going on and what we need to do, what software we need to accomplish the goal that we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
And then once we figure that part out, though, guys, we'll be able to record us, you know, maybe every other episode or something like that mm-hmm. because it does take a lot of work
to get it all
recorded, like with the lights on everything. And then the lights, and you have to set up the lights, you have to set up, like, it's just a lot of work. So I just wanted to touch base with you guys and let you know that it's coming. Mm-hmm. But today's episode,
now that new y'all day, all filled new in Sunday, like an eclair on a Thursday.
Eclair,
yeah, you know them donuts. Thursday. Yeah, that's when you get donuts on Thursdays. They half off.
You are making it up. I'm so done with you.
Somebody was going to be like,
I'm a call.
I love eclairs. Right. Let me go ask.
That donut Julie. Shop up the street.
The place that just says donut.
Right. Jenny will let us know. That was so racist.
That's why I said Julie.
So this week's episode, guys. Nathan has the giggles. I don't know what's wrong with him. This week's episode. Go ahead, Nate.
Okay, so you ever be on a date and be like, this shit is awkward? Yeah, most people do.
All right, are you doing an ad right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so concerned about what's happening.
I had a vision there, but let's get straight to it anyways. So today's episode is about anxiety.
Dating anxiety.
Dating anxiety. I was going to say, okay, yeah, sure.
What were you going to say, though?
Just anxiety within dating, but, you know, same thing.
Oh, you're smarter than me.
No, I added one word. Added one word in between there that made me smart.
It is called dating anxiety. Now, this is very beneficial.
Personal.
It's very personal. Okay, yeah, let's just say it. This is very, very freaking personal to me. I'm not just going to be the only one talking this episode, so y'all got me messed up if y'all think that's what's about to happen. You and Nate. All the audience and Nate got me messed up. But no, I did realize this week I have freaking dating anxiety. How can you have dating anxiety when you do want a great relationship in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Those don't match to me because you have to date in order to get that great relationship, right?
So you gotta put your feet in the water first, right?
Exactly. You know, things started happening, opportunities start to create themselves, and I realized that I have really fucking intense dating anxiety.
So, like, what is it? If you could, like, explain what it feels like to have dating anxiety, what does it feel like?
Okay, to me, it feels like, okay, in my head already, society puts such a pressure on dating already, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you got to learn a new person. You have to talk to a new person, like, starting from scratch. You don't know whether they're lying to you or not. Mm-hmm. You just have to kind of try to take the time to figure out another person, to figure out their intentions, to figure out if they're compatible for you, to, like, it's just so much different. It's so many different things, compared to you just being, maybe what I'm trying to say here is, like, not the necessarily anxiety within dating itself, but the anxiety of creating the dating pool for yourself.
Okay.
I just did a whole nother
thing, right? Yeah, you did a little bit, but...
Because this is the thing, and I say that because, like, if I am out and about, like, the last guys I've talked to, I've just been at work working.
Mm-hmm.
And they approach me, and then, like, we kind of casually exchange numbers.
Right.
And then it goes from there. There's not any real anxiety behind that to me.
Yeah, because it's just naturally
happening. And it's naturally just, like, there. But then when you come to terms that those kind of guys typically aren't working out for you in your particular situation,
mm-hmm.
because it's always some more mess or some more extra shit or something else going on.
Something.
You realize that, because my mindset was, I'm just going to let God bring me the man instead of me having to actively work for this guy, right? So, so what happened is like I had an epiphany last weekend, and I was just like, you know, I just got into a place where I was just kind of like down, and it was right before Nate was about to leave after we recorded. And Nate was just like, I don't know who brought up do you remember who brought up like the dating sites or whatever?
I did.
You did.
Of course
okay.
I did.
And so he said something about it. I was like, well, which ones are you on? He's like, I'm not on any. I'm like, well, why the fuck you trying to make me do it?
Terrible then, spokesperson for maps, you know.
And then he goes, no, I deleted all of them. I'm like, well, I shouldn't get on there. He's like, no, Shauna, you should. Anyway, the one that he suggested to me was it's a very good one because the women are kind of more controlled than the man.
Yeah.
It's Bumble, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I like Bumble. I do like it. It's cool. And I think at the time when me and Nate were talking, I was just bored. Like, I didn't have anybody to, like,
socialize
with. Yeah. Not that you're not a human, but we're not going to get busy. We're not going to get busy in my room, socialize. Or we're not going to be trying to, like, intrigue right. each other.
Right.
So he was just like, you know, get on there. So I got on there. And it's really cool how everything happened. And I matched with so many. Like, my first couple swipes was a person that matched with me. And I'm like, okay, I got a chance or whatever. And so I reached out to a couple of them. Only one of them I actually socialized with. But the thing that I'm trying to say is that, you know, the guy that I was talking to on the app created a whole, like, date for us. Like, time, place. Like, he did every, checked off all the boxes, and that's what I like, but I still end up... and I still didn't go. And I realized that I get anxiety.
So you didn't go because you were too flustered with the potential of something happening?
That's not it. Like, I genuinely was just, I did forget about it, honestly.
Okay.
I forgot about it, and then I was just, like, so busy, time got away from me. But then it was kind of like I was relieved when I forgot about it. It's like, damn, I didn't have to do that. Because when we set it up, I was like, okay, oh, my God. I was thinking about it. I'm like, I gotta meet this guy. And then after that, when I kind of missed it, I was kind of, like, relieved. But I was like, damn, I feel bad because I stood a man up. Like, I don't stand people up. I'm not flaky. I'm not that kind of person. So I did reach out to him again, and I explained to him everything. So we're okay now. But the thing is like, I realized that about myself. I have fucking dating anxiety. And then, this is the thing, like, my mom was saying, like, you're going to have to create. That's the only way you're going to find a man if you, like, put yourself out there. But putting myself out there and, like, having the anxiety around it is just so, like, fucking weird for me.
Yeah.
It's
tough. I think it's tough for everybody, though. If you think about it, that guy also probably was palm sweaty. Even if it wasn't until he walked up to that door when y'all were potentially going to go on to that date. His hands were probably sweaty as fuck. He was like, oh, what do I say first? Do I tell her about how I like Pokemon cards or some bullshit? You know, like, whatever. That I watch cartoons all day. I don't know if she's going to like that. Mm-hmm. Or whatever it is, like, he still has that anxiety. So there's all kinds of things that build up on both sides, I think, which makes it weird. So I think everybody has dating anxiety, especially, obviously people that are dating.
But. It's really weird. And then, I don't know. I don't know.
It's tough to get over. I don't think you can just get over it. You're going to always walk into it. You know what I think about it like? It's like a job interview.
Yeah.
You walk into a job interview.
And that's crazy. And I like I know that's weird about, that's a weird fun fact about me, but I love job interviews. I like getting interviewed. I like expressing myself and like, yeah, you know, and just like saying they're going to like me. You know, like I like that. I've never bombed an interview.
So what's the difference between your date interview? Like, where do you feel like you're?
I think my problem is that,
in a sense.
I think my problem is that, like, me and you, like I was telling earlier, we've expressed how comfortable we are with being single.
Mm-hmm.
I'm genuinely confident in doing things myself.
Yeah.
That want of a relationship is there, but then I'm still comfortable, like, being by myself and not having to, like, date anyone or take out time to talk to anyone. You know, like, that kind of stuff. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, if nobody calls me all day, I'm fine.
Right.
But I think that's also just, like, a clutch, like, just so you don't have to date. If you continue to say, I'm good with being by myself, then you're never going to take the step to be with someone else.
Right.
So I think that it got to the point and God revealed to me that, yeah, you're comfortable being by yourself, but you say you want someone. How am I going to give you that someone if you're not even putting yourself out there to making yourself available for him?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not here to be known as a magician. I just can't be like, ping, grocery store. There you go. Bam. Right. Like, that's not how it works. Like, anything worth having, you kind of have to get uncomfortable for.
Yeah, you gotta
when
put
you think about it,
there.
Like, you have to get uncomfortable in order to succeed or accomplish a couple things, like a lot of things in your life. So I feel like God told me that this week, like, get on Bumble. Like, what's going on? Like, you're just talking to people,
coasting kind of.
And it's crazy because I told you, like, even before, so I stood him up. Well, I didn't stood, I flaked on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to call. I gave him my number. I'm like, just call me. And even before I called him, I was so nervous.
Even calling him, you were nervous.
I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to say. I don't know if it's gonna work out. And then I'm like, I don't want to lie. Like, I got a flat tire. That's a, you know, like, I don't want to do all the extra shit. So it's like,
work, call me in late. No,
I'm like, God,
deal.
Please just tell me what to say. Just be with me. Just talk. I mean, I called him. Everything was cool. Like, we vibed or whatever. But that just is crazy. It's just crazy. I would have never thought that I would be that kind of person since I'm such a people's person.
Mm-hmm. But you're a people's person.
Not a dating person,
also,
obviously.
Yeah, in that situation, you're literally giving yourself away. So as a people person, you're catering to people as opposed to giving yourself out. Like in an interview. You know what I mean? So it's two separate poles. I think that's the confusion, though. Right? In a date, I think the way to...
Because you gotta
jump in scales.
Okay, when a woman goes into the date, and I want you to tell me what a man thinks when they go into a date. When a woman goes into the date, she's like, okay, I gotta look cute. Like, I gotta say cute shit. I gotta giggle. I gotta, like, all that stuff. And to me, I don't wanna do that shit if I don't feel it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to go into a date just head on. Like, not everyone can take me. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like not everyone takes what I'm like putting out as what they
what
should
is.
Take it as.
Yeah,
and they're
what
like,
it is you're trying to present kind of thing.
So I don't want to, I think the anxiety comes behind me feeling like I have to like filter myself or feeling like I have to like.
Dumb it down a little bit.
Dumb it down or like kind of like act interested if I'm not or like all this stuff.
And I understand that. I think it's still both ways. Like, as far as guys go, I think they still do the same. Of course, you know, there's that whole stigma between guys on a date where they're like, he just wants to get this. He just want to get this. You know, he's just looking to hit. That's all he wants to do. When in reality, part true, yes. Mm-hmm. But also, that's just like a gamble. That's like getting a lottery ticket and scratching a win. Like, we're not really saying that's going to happen, but we sure do hope that it does. But we're also having to do these whole, just like you said, like this act or this play where you're like, yeah, I am cool. I promise you I'm cool. don't worry about me. I have a car, I swear. Or like, you know, I pay bills or whatever, right. whatever the presentation that you have to mm-hmm. give, you're still doing it. Even if it's partially false or is overly exaggerated to a degree. So I think everybody's doing that. That's why dates always seem weird. Because it's all just people right. sitting at the table like, yeah, I like the color blue.
Right.
My favorite color is really
and
green.
And then
though.
That's what that guy was telling me on the phone. Like, we were just kicking the shit or whatever. And he was telling me, like, dates he's been on. And he was like, this one girl I went on a date with, like, you know, texting and stuff like that. He's like, I'm a grown man. Like, I just don't want to text all day. Like, that's not what I like to do or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I went on a date and I was like, she was just like mute. He said, to the point where I was just like, are you okay? Like,
yeah.
Like, what's going on? And I feel like if that happened to me, like, I would be like so
self-conscious almost.
Like, frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, what's going on here? Like, why am I here?
As a guy, I feel like, am I doing something wrong? Am I not?
If I go on a date and a guy is not doing anything and we're just like looking at each other yeah. and then I'm just having to keep spark fake ass conversation that I don't really right. want to talk about,
that
but I'm trying to like
small talk shit.
So what you did today, you know, yeah. that kind of shit. Then I feel like I would just cut off dating and then yeah. I would just deal with being single for the rest of my life because I hate being right. in situations like that. That's so, just so stupid.
So this weather's weird,
right?
Huh? Yes. Yeah,
what'd you do?
Weather, right?
And then you keep asking the same fucking questions that every person, like, you can talk to about your dad. I mean, with your dad, yeah. like, you just keep on. I don't want to do that. Like, I want it to just flow. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's just a fear that I have that. I don't know. It's dating anxiety.
It's tough.
At this point, I think I need to figure out what I need to do to just overcome it and mm-hmm. just do it. I think starting that Bumble account was step one.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you didn't even realize it until you.
I didn't even know anything about that, but I got the account and I was like, okay, let me see what he got to say. You know, there was guys on there that I would send one message to, they respond. I'm like, okay, no, your response sucked. I'm not dealing with you.
Just judging you.
And then it's just like, you know, some you're like, yeah, but then you have those consistent ones that are just like following up and like, mm-hmm. good morning, like, what's going on, you know? You don't know whether they're players. You don't know whether they're actually interested. But at the end of the day, yeah. like, that's what dating's about, for you to figure that yeah, out.
Because you don't know anything about anybody.
Right.
And I think that might create that fear with people, that anxiety.
Yeah. The
like,
anxiety
I just don't know what
comes
I'm getting
is
into.
Like, I don't know this person. So yeah. I literally have to dig in and, like, you have to work. That's what it is. You have to work to know somebody. And if you don't ask the question, they're not going to volunteer the information.
Yeah.
So you have to figure it. That's why Dopetivity is important.
Exactly.
Checking yourself before you check
I'm
others.
I'm so glad
figuring
you
out,
said that. So
figuring
glad.
Out what you want in a relationship before you actually pursue one. So that when you do find that person, you can ask them, you know, not all at one time. Like, number one, but like, really, like, as in casual conversations, mm-hmm. you're like, I really want to know this, like, what's going on.
Right.
When there's dull conversation, you can ask them, you know, something that you want to know. Like, you have to figure out your questions before
yeah.
they actually have to be presented. Because
right.
if that's the case, you won't.
Yeah, there's like a stage where you can't really worry about asking them the questions that you think they want to hear. You want
right.
to ask the questions that you really want to know.
Right.
Otherwise, you get nowhere. You're just asking them questions that help them
make themselves sound better.
Yeah.
You're just asking them questions.
But I'm glad that you said that you brought it back into Dopetivity.
I literally live this life.
But you brought it back into Dopetivity,
mm-hmm.
which makes me think, like, of course, like previous episodes, all we talk about is being single and
mm-hmm.
how we want to develop ourselves and don't worry about getting into a relationship too soon.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a transition point where if you have a goal
mm-hmm.
to get into a relationship,
mm-hmm.
you will be there pre-stepped and then now you're here. So, like, just a prime example,
right.
Shauna is literally
I am living
at that
this Dopetivity life because
yeah,
it's like
this is not for
what?
Y'all only. This is also for us.
This
you
is
know?
Episode 11.
Yep.
I'm talking what, episode 1 or 2 or 3 or whatever. I was mm-hmm. like okay with being single. I was like,
yeah.
fuck this shit.
Individuality
I got this.
Is important.
I was like,
I
you
am
have
the only
to,
one on this.
You know,
yeah.
and then it just rapidly came upon me to just like you want to meet a significant other that helps you grow. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, you're already dope by yourself.
Right. Once you figure it out.
Yeah, you're dope by yourself, so why not? I mean, I think you kind of need someone to, like, fit the puzzle piece to help you become exactly doper. So, if that's a word.
It is now.
Yeah. So, I think that's what's happening to me right now, and I don't know. Like I said, I was cool, and then I felt like I was at a dull moment where I was just kind of just, like, waiting for God to work. And then it got to the point where I was like, where's my excitement? I lost my excitement for a minute. And then it got to the point where I started praying. And then God, this all happened within a week. Dang, this is fast. But anyway, I started praying like, God, I need my live back. Like my high. Mm-hmm. Like my high on life. I want it back. Yeah. So then I had to restart journaling because I had failed on that. Journaling and praying and like doing all this stuff. And then this came about out of nowhere. And it's like really affecting me. Yeah. Like it's real, and it's not a negative way. It's just really affecting me. It's like,
it's
take charge. Yeah. Take charge of what it is that you want.
Yeah.
Like take charge of, you know, and there's a difference between taking charge and like being in total control, because I was a control freak before. But since I went through my whole little life thing, like now I'm not in control. I know that. I'm not trying to control anything, but I do need to take accountability and charge of what it is that I want going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to try to at least do the least that I can do in order for things to work out the way that they should.
Right.
I have to do my part.
But there's a huge difference between being fully in control and doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because control 100%. Freaks is only going to make you crazy. Being a control freak only makes you crazy.
Yeah, because all you're doing is chasing that next moment to be in control of. Yeah. That's out of order. Let me control this. Yeah.
But I did this. Why did this happen? Yeah. Okay, so I have to do this. Okay, wait. What's going on? Like, that's how I was
for
a minute.
So much energy. So much energy.
I think 2018, I was literally trying to be like that until I, like, took a hold of myself. Yeah. And then, like, I struggled with trying to let that go.
For sure. I will say that I think that's... It's not negative to be that way, but I think once you've, like in this example, you've gotten to that point where you're, all right, now I'm okay to let go because I've developed myself as an individual based on my control freak, lifestyle.
Tendencies,
yeah. I'm controlling things. I'm understanding. I know what I can do and what I can't do. And when I do things in my control freak mindset, that they go wrong or they go right, I know where I'm at. So now I'm like, all right, I can let go and know that the things that I have control of are the things that I need to do versus the things that I can't really control.
And I think a big obstacle for me was that, like, before I recognized what was going on, I was literally my way or the highway type of thing. Like, if I thought of a brilliant idea, and it's one that I'm really passionate about, and like in my mind, I'm like, yes, this is what I'm gonna do. And someone else came along and tried to like rebuke that.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was just like, no, you ain't supposed to be in the mix, blah, blah, blah. Compared to accepting constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I say this is it, and someone that's literally has good, they want me to be good. They want me to do good. They only have good vibes and energy with them. And they say something instead of me saying, that's dumb. No, that's stupid. I kind of listen to it. And I kind of like,
let me see where
what they said could kind of fit into what I can do. Like, let me try.
Yeah, because anything anybody else says potentially somewhere at some point matches what you already think as your ideal.
It's all about perspective.
But there's always just like that skewed, they said the wrong word, that it makes it feel like we have different opinions about something.
Right.
We really, truly, and probably honestly believe in the same things. In that sense.
It's just that.
But we're just so far away with the excess of it, you know?
It's just, I think... Oh God!
Sorry.
I'm having like a
We're going deep.
I'm having like deep, a Dr. Deep. Phil session right now. I think that
this
for me,
good,
people telling me what to do, like no, not even them telling me what to do, but me feeling like they're trying to tell me what to do, naturally just set off that
Let me prove my point, kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So now when someone says something and I'm just like, instead of me just reacting initially, I can be like, fall back and be like, mm-hmm. you have your, you know, right to your opinion. Like you mm-hmm. can say whatever you want. But then not only that, take a step back and look at actually what they said, not just like reacting.
Right. Don't just.
So what? I'm not listening to you. What you said, it didn't match mine. So we into like it don't match.
Right. You're not listening to
let's
talk.
Let's go toe to toe.
You're talking to listen.
Right. I think that was my problem, and it's because, like I said, I've been single.
Yeah. Like when you're alone, when you're solo doing life,
and you just want to do that.
But even then, like the whole mentality is like you're a lone ranger. Like you have to. Be in control and you're responsible for everything.
And that's the thing. Like, you don't want to position yourself to allow someone else to
take ownership.
Not almost. Even that, to disappoint you. Okay. Because this is the thing. If I disappoint myself, I can talk to myself. I can be like, that's never going to happen again. And I can go forward. Like, mm-hmm. I can't let myself down type of shit.
Right.
But if you allow a new human being to come in, and you give them your heart, mm-hmm. which is very fucking important.
Absolutely.
You give them your heart and you expect them to hold it tight and to try their hardest. Like, no one's perfect, but you can always see potential in people. You can always see effort in people. Mm-hmm. No one's perfect, but you can still see that. So if you give them your heart, okay, they failed you. They didn't do something shit that won't right, matter tomorrow. Yeah. Right. But then you can get over stuff like that. But if they just completely like disregard what they have, which is your heart, which is valuable, mm-hmm. and they do something that's going to
kind of like, I feel like I know what you're trying to say, but
it's just the disappointment. Like,
well, that's the key word in the disappointment. So you're saying that when people do things. I'm trying to break it down. So if somebody has your heart, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody, you as an individual are giving yourself away at this point, right?
And that person is
abusing that power almost. Like, oh, she gave herself to me. I can tell how she feels, and I'm gonna, like, you can tell that person's not really like equally matching you and meeting you in the middle. He's just kind of they're just kind of abusing. The power that they have over you in that sense. We're like, oh, she's vulnerable now. Time to take that on and use that away mm-hmm, from her. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna. I told her I was gonna cook, but I'm not, because now I know that she will cook all the time. I don't know. I'm trying to.
Yeah, you're just random creating. Yeah. So yeah, I got you, bro.
Is that what you were trying to say?
No, not completely, but yes.
Okay.
So you're trusting this person to. Learn you, and you're trusting this person to try their best because you feel as though you're trying your best. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the thing. Not every human, but me as a human, mm-hmm. I try to look at the long run. Like, what's going to happen in the long run? Like, okay, is this a person to even put myself in this position with them? Like, should I even try with this person, you know, when thinking about their character, they're more like the things that I look into for a man, right?
Right.
So say you have someone who checks off all your boxes. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, I'm gonna give them a shot. But they're human and they make a mistake. And that one mistake that would not be that big to someone else, but to you, it's like everything. And it just crushes your whole world. That fear sucks.
I feel you.
Because I feel like, you know, it's happened to you. It's happened to me before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm just holding on to that hurt. Because
you're like, you're watching though, right? In that sense, you're like kind of waiting.
Are you waiting for something bad to happen?
Yeah. But that's another obstacle.
So it's almost comfortable to just be by yourself. Because
you don't have to worry.
I would
about
never
that.
Do that to myself. Just like I don't ever want to get into a relationship with a person that would do that to me anymore for myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm avoiding.
That goes into that like responsibility feeling as an individual, that you're like, I have to be responsible for everything that's going on around me. And I think the whole idea of a relationship is that you have, you're allowed to, in a sense, you're allowed to give that half away and not worry about certain things. I think that's what most people look for in a relationship. They're like, I want to give this part away so I don't have to worry about it so much. Somebody can split the responsibility with me of life or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's the whole idea of relationships. I don't know. I'm clearly single, so I don't really know, but that's the whole idea behind it. So when we as control freaks like to think that we can still control all of that shit, we can be a part of all of it regardless, it really takes away from that other person trying to come in, right? Right. So it makes it a little tough.
Yeah, and that's why I'm kind of like going through all this, like creating that account and like reaching out to, you know, guys and like, if someone asks for my number, why not give it to them if you're attracted to them type of stuff. Like, I've been going through this stuff, like, day by day, and my goal is to just let go of whatever it is that, I think could possibly happen. My goal is to just, like, let it go and just allow everything to happen the way that it should.
Mm-hmm. To a degree, though, right? Because you're still, you still have to reach
out. I mean, I'm not going to be stupid.
You still got to reach out. Yeah, you still got to reach out, new things, and still got to block the things.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm not going to, I can't, I've learned, I can't just sit back and allow God to blow my man to my front door and him knock on the door.
Right, yeah.
I know that. I have to be actively wanting what I want. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a season that God is presenting to me to where that he's making that possible for me, where I can trust him enough to know that I'm not going to link you up with a mass murderer. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to link you up with somebody that's just going to be horrible for you. Every guy that you come in contact with may not be the right man for you, but you're going to learn something from each of them. You're meant to talk to each of them because that's what you need to do to get to where you need to go. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Like, all of them are going to be beneficial in a sense.
I was listening to a podcast earlier this week that said something about, I mean, this is the guy side of it, but like, you got to be in a bad, you got to be in a bad relationship at least once.
Yeah, you have
to. You got to be in a terrible relationship.
You have to, so you can appreciate the good one. I believe that.
So you can just know, like, you're going through it. Like, even that moment where you're like fighting for just getting like a appreciation from that person that's always so negative. Mm-hmm. It creates that, you know, it creates that knowledge for yourself where you're like, all right, I know how to balance this shit.
Right.
Because I know what I had to do. Like, this person's always fucking angry for no reason, or always upset, or always complaining, or always whatever it is, always mad. Mm-hmm. But when they do get happy, she's like, oh, it feels good that I got that. Now I know.
Because you
now I know, you know what the treasury difference is of a relationship as opposed to. So I think that was an interesting thing that I heard this week, ironically, as we talk about this today.
Yeah, it is true. I think I've been kind of like hindering myself from relationships just to avoid the hurt. So,
But you've been building strength though. So it's not negative 100%.
No, I'm not. No.
Your time
hindrance
is
not always negative because like I said, like I became smarter with the decisions that I've made along the process. Like, I'm not saying that I have not talked to anybody. It was just like a dry spell, like nothing. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, like, the last relationship I was in, I learned from that. We're good. And then going forward, it was like, all right, we're not even going to get into that. And then going forward, it was just like, you know, now I kind of know what I want, so I tried to force that upon the other person, and it just wasn't meshing well. So I got rid of that. But now I'm just wanting to date. Like, I want a grown-up date. I feel like those other ones were just like premature dating. I want to date, and it's good because I talked to the guy that I talked to today. Like, he's on the same level that I am. And if he's not the one, I know there's other people with that mindset. Yeah. Because it's like, you know, he's like, I had my party time. Like, I used to go to Beamers and shit. Like, I used to turn up.
It's not even called Beamers.
He's like, I can get hoes. Like, that's not the point. And he's like, you're a beautiful woman. I know you can get niggas too. Like, it's not a point about getting sex. We can get that regardless. he's like, we need, you know, I want substance. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, it's, it has nothing to do with, I can call somebody right now and have sex if I want to.
Sure. Absolutely.
But it's about that's, it's substance. More than that. It's more than that.
That's about the after the sex.
Who, exactly. Who can you like wake up with, you know, without sex even been having, who can you wake up and just still be genuinely happy? Because sex blinds a lot of people. And if the sex is good, it's definitely going to blind them.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's going to definitely make them feel like, eh, I don't, I hate when he does that shit. Oh, he get on my motherfucking nerves, but his dick good, so let's talk. What?
And yeah. on the same side, it's like it also keeps people okay with what's going on. So they're not really worried about doing anything different, right? It's more of like a, now we have good sex, and that's just what we do.
Right.
Kind of thing, and you're just there.
And if that's what if you that's, want.
If that's what you want, that's cool.
Fine. But
if
yeah,
you're,
exactly.
If you're like, somebody that's like, I need to find someone, then don't do that to yourself. That's poison at that point, right? I would think.
I don't think, I won't call it poison, because you're going to be okay during the time, but I feel like it's definitely like going to be a, what's the word? Detour.
Yeah.
It's definitely a
fucking
detour.
Maze at that point, I think.
It's going to be a detour maze. For what you really want if you continue to deal with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into what I think everyone really needs to know is anxiety dating tips. Tips to not being so anxious. Or if you go on a date and you have,
first of all, I think we need to discuss how do you even put yourself in the position to, how do you put yourself in the position to even have a dating anxiety? Okay. I think that's step one.
How do you
one.
Get to that point? How do you, okay, yeah. For
sure. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I got you.
A lot of people are coasting. Like, me and you have been coasting. Nate, you're coasting right now.
For sure, yeah.
You're not technically, but that's not a goal for you or anything.
I'm not constantly,
but you're not,
dating and stuff like
you're
that.
You're not
yeah.
technically putting yourself out there to find the woman of your dreams right now.
Right.
Me either. I'm not doing shit but going to work and coming home.
You know?
God chilling with my society. Friends sometimes, but.
You know? Yeah.
How do you get there?
How do you get to that
What's
point?
Your mindset?
How do you get to that point where you want to start dating? Is that what you're saying? Or
yeah, like, okay. I know a lot of women are like me, and I'm just speaking from experience, but I know yeah. a lot of people can feel me. Mm-hmm. So yes, I'm comfortable being single. Yes, I take care of my do this, you know, my I pay my bills, I go to work, right. I yeah. take care of my child, all this stuff, but you do want that. You want a date. You want someone to make you feel special. You want to get cute and go out and all this stuff. First of all, how do you even get the, like, get there? Like, we say we want this constantly, 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 and then, like, we're not doing anything about
it. Okay.
So how do you think, what are you, or do you think it's, like, something that's a shift that's going to happen? Or do you think that, like, for me, it was just God and a shift that happened for me. Do you think that people just sit and ponder on it, or just
think
about it, and then it just happens?
I think it's that. I think the more you think about something, the more pressure it puts on you to actually act on the things that you think about. So if you're always thinking about how lonely you are, you know what I mean? Like, if you're always thinking about how single you are, and even if you're like, I don't need no man, I don't need this, I see all these Instagram videos about dates and relationships and whoop-de-whoop. But you're constantly like feeding yourself this relationship mode, then you're going to kind of create that mode or that create that mentality for yourself that's going to put yourself into a position that you want to get out there and date. Because you're like, well, what's wrong with me? Like, if you get into that mindset, you start doing that. That could be God. That could be whatever.
Just
could
something.
Be,
your friend telling you, just like breaking anything. Down and being like, I've been wanting to tell you this for years.
It could be a small thing. It could be you've been single and happy your whole life, but your friends are like, why don't you ever bring a girl around? Or why don't you ever bring a guy around when we hang out? We always go on these dates and you come single. And then you start thinking about it. That could trigger it. Like, it could be those things.
So many things can trigger it.
Yeah, 100%. Like, anything could trigger it. But I think once you get triggered,
that's it. So it just takes, so to bring it all in, like, what's going to get you to this point to take these tips is just a trigger.
Yeah.
It can come from east, north, south, whatever, west, anything.
Don't be a bitch. Take your clues. Get clues, take it. Get them clues, right? Damn it.
It can come from anywhere.
Yeah.
This podcast
could be that trigger. So exactly.
The trigger is what's going to prompt you to even dive in and deal with those tips. Okay, that makes sense. I like that.
But I think, like, once you're there, though, like, once you've received your tip and you're engulfed in that mindset that you're like, I don't want my friends to know that I'm, like, looking. You know, maybe you start doing Bumble. Maybe you start doing Tinder or whatever. Maybe you start...
Bro, this is, like...
Looking at old ex-girlfriend's Facebook pages. Like, I don't know. Like, no matter what you do, you're doing something to proactively do something for yourself. But
going back to your ex is not a good idea, though.
But, it's almost like a creation point in your mind where you're like, I'm resurfacing a feeling in a sense. Mm-hmm. But once you resurface that feeling, if that's what you want, you need to go. Because your heart told you at that point to do it. Mm-hmm. And your mind reacted on it, which is why you're, you know, looking at your ex's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Once you react and you start going, i.e., Bumble, Tinder, dating, finding people, giving your numbers out, like, whatever it is. Yeah. Stop telling dudes you got a boyfriend when you don't.
Exactly. That was my biggest fucking problem. You know? Oh my God, that was my biggest fucking problem. And it could be the cutest, like, I'd be like, oh, he fine. But whatever. But as soon as he asked me for a number,
too aggressive. I don't know.
No, not even that. It wasn't anything wrong with this person. But he could be so hot. And he asked me my number, and I'm like, I got a boyfriend. So I'm like, damn, what the fuck did I just say that? Like, just what's reluctant going on afterwards. With you? Bro, shit happens. So.
But yeah, once you get to that point,
I just want to let everybody know that, like, I'm going through this stage with you. So these tips are stuff that I'm going to be practicing too. And we're going to try them together. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nathan, what are you going to do? Just be observant?
Can
you try him too? First of all, we tried to get him to do it. But Nate, you've never been a...
Try to give stories? I'm not really actively looking for a relationship, though.
You don't want one. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so we got different goals. I just want to be a billionaire. Right. And
I'm going to reap some of that benefit, so I don't care, bro. You can do whatever you want. I'm your motherfucker.
I just want to make money and give, you know? I just want to give and give. Yeah. Give and
that
give.
That makes sense. I don't want to make this podcast all about me, though.
I understand that, but you have more. I'm so lame. I'm so boring.
I told you that before we started really this podcast. I was like, bro, you're going to have to do something with your life. Like,
if I have to give y'all a story, I got to create something. Yeah.
Like, I know you got a lot of shit in that head of yours, and I know you be thinking, and I know he...
But I think that's my only key, my only key is, like, I'm observant as fuck, and I can provide information when it's needed. Which is what we're talking about here.
Okay, whatever. So.
You just don't like sharing about yourself right now.
I just don't like sharing about myself. Like, I want them to want.
I think it's benefit. I think you have
guys
more.
Guys don't care about what I'm going through.
Guys aren't
We
listening.
Need the guys to.
Guys ain't listening to relationship podcasts. See?
See? And that's not what we want to create. We want to create an environment for everyone, right?
Right.
You stupid. I'm done with you.
We got to get there, though. We got to get there first. But no, yeah, it's all about being open. I've always been pretty open. I don't have anything to share. It's the only problem that I'm not open enough with the world.
Okay.
But you have a lot to share. And
I don't know.
This is really Shauna's podcast. I don't know if you know.
No, you stupid idiot. That's the thing I don't want to happen. Like, I'm so done.
I know, I'm being an asshole.
I'm not gonna talk anymore. I'm mute, guys.
But you know what? I will just for curiosity purposes, almost at this point, it's just like, let me download Bumble and Tinder again and see if I can rekindle some things. And I'll have some real good stories about relationships.
But you don't want to.
I do now. I based don't off want. Curiosity.
But I don't based want off of what you we're to talking like. About you right could now. Affect another woman. Like, you can affect a woman. You're not really wanting anything. So she's getting on there wanting something, and then you're on there not wanting something, yeah, and then y'all link up and y'all go on a date, and she'll be exactly. Yeah. Like, that's not healthy either.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't want that for.
But you know what?
Whoever she is, she's a random person, but I don't want that for her. I don't know who the fuck
whoever she is. They don't want to ruin her life.
I don't want that for her. She could really like you. But you know,
season two, though? Season two is going to be more about monetary gains, possibly. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, stay tuned.
I plan on it. No, that's really fucking true. So y'all can talk to me. This season and next season.
Season two is Nate's season about.
Okay. So, anyway, the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to allow Bro to be our, like, dating guru because he has dated a lot off those websites before.
Prior. 2016.
Right. And all. Yeah, he's been on there before, so he knows what to come from it. So,
You got questions or
did you have like dating anxiety?
Yeah, of course. Like, but like I said, like I think it was.
Did you
more
use
of
your
a,
real name?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't. I can't.
Guys don't use their real name these days.
I just don't like that pressure of like remembering that I'm not me.
Yeah, you're not.
I don't
slick.
Need to do all.
You're
that
not slick
shit.
Enough.
Yeah, I'm not
bro.
That. I'm not like. I'm not. I don't want to. That's more pressure though. That's more pressure to be like I'm. My name is John.
But then eventually, I feel like they tell you.
Yeah.
If like, they why? Feel like they like you.
Not
otherwise, they're
not. You're not
Tommy
in
Joseph.
Vegas. Like, why are you lying to people?
It's I don't okay. lie to people in Vegas. Should I be lying to people in Vegas?
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why. I get the fun of it. Like, you're like, oh, let me create. Might as well. Let me just create this atmosphere where I can be a person that I'm not. That defeats the purpose of you being you. Because then you're going to go home. After your weekend, and yep, that's it. That's all of it, right?
Yep.
You're gonna go home after your weekend and mope about you being yourself when you were so happy about being Christian or Demetria. Like, I don't know, I'm just making up names here.
I see.
But you're gonna be so excited about how your life was greater when you were that person, and you were good on your own. You were doing you. Under a different alias. That's stupid. Come on. Be yourself. You ain't developed yourself yet. Develop yourself while you're doing whatever the fuck you're doing in Vegas or on the apps.
See, this is the thing. I can't lie like that. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't keep up with that shit. I don't want to do that.
I be like,
it's a little too much.
I may tell you the truth, but not the... I'm not going to share the whole truth unless
not
you ask.
The whole truth.
Yeah, unless you ask. But then, yeah. I'm not a good liar. So, and I don't think anything, the thing is, I don't think anything's wrong with that. Like, if you don't share your real name on the app or whatever, that's fine with me. I don't give a shit.
I don't see anything
just
wrong.
Just tell me if it's...
I've seen apps, or apps, I've seen profiles that say, like, T or A or something like that. I'm like, fair enough, I get it. Like, you don't want people to Google your name or whatever. I understand, but
see,
you're not
lying. I use Chris.
So. Like, if you just said, yeah, Chris, like, that's the same thing, though. Like, even me saying Nate, if I changed my Facebook name
to something else,
to not Nate, then it would make sense, right? Or just put an N or L or just something simple that's still in title of, but people go, like, all the way off, and they're like, my name's Nate, but I go by Jamarcus on on Tinder or on Plenty of Fish or whatever. It's a little much. It's a lot to keep up with. I don't like that pressure.
You can't keep it up. But if you're good at keeping that up, then you're good to go. It's like,
but
yeah.
That should tell you a lot about that person, though, right? Like, they are that good at keeping up with names that they
made
up.
If they keep it up for months at a time, yes. Like, bro, you got some work to do. You're gonna have to get yourself together, but
true,
to jump right into the steps.
Yeah, let's
get in
these
tips
on here.
The tips.
Yeah.
It's not steps. It's tips. We're gonna talk about the tips.
Okay, so the tips about dating in general, like the fact that people have so much anxiety on first dates.
And on top of that, like, I'm literally living this best life. I'm living this life.
You
right
have
now.
The stories.
So
have,
I'm going to just info. Explain to them what it is that I'm going to be doing going forward.
Okay.
And I really think that it's going to work.
I believe you.
I really think
I
it
believe
is.
That, yeah, as long as you got a plan going in, outside of being like, I don't know what to do, like, you won't be as anxious when you have
right.
a plan or a goal to attain at that
exactly.
point, right?
Exactly. So, what I think the first step was, which is what I was doing, and I didn't realize I was doing, was working on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people are single and not really doing shit with it. Yeah. I was single and I was actively trying to find like self-discovery, figure out what it is I want, figure out what it is I need. Like I have a list in my journal. I have a list of all the like the qualities I want in a man mm-hmm. type shit. Like I was literally like doing the work. Right?
And these are most people that are in dating apps right now. Like most people are probably also doing the same thing.
Yeah. And they,
I mean, maybe not making notes per right. se, but they're still,
if
that
they're
mentality.
Just want to fuck that they just want to fuck. That's just their who they are. But there are some people that do things like that to, you know, with quality, with class.
That are, yeah. They're actually looking for substance, as you said
exactly.
earlier.
Exactly. So that's going to be my first step. That I've already done. Mm-hmm. Step two is to get out of this huge box that I've placed myself in. I have been sheltered. I've sheltered myself. Yeah. You know how they say parents shelter you?
True, yeah.
I've sheltered myself, yeah. and I've just avoided anything that could possibly... Like, I feel like, looking back on it, like, the guys that I spoke, like, talked to the mm-hmm. last couple times, I knew it wasn't gonna work, but I just did it just so it could not work. Like, just to prove to myself yeah. this won't work. So I was just kind of wasting my time during that time. Right. I was like, I'll date him. Let's see what happens. And then I knew he wasn't right for me, but I just did it.
Right.
But now you kind of have to break down that wall. Like, date someone that can potentially be the one. Like, literally.
Yeah.
Date someone for that sure. really sets that fire up under your ass. Like, mm-hmm. date that person. Then you got some, you know.
Okay.
You got a challenge on your hands.
So how do you find that person though? Like you can say date that person, but you're dating. If you got to go on 10 dates to find that person, are you saying don't be anxious throughout those 10 or?
No, I think we know ourselves better than we know.
Especially
anybody.
Now after yeah, all yeah. this dubtivity we've been doing. Yeah. God damn.
I feel like you know yourself
yeah.
better than you know anybody else. So I wouldn't say waste your time by any means. If you talk to a guy
uh-huh.
and you kind of sense that red flag or girl, sorry.
Okay.
You talk to a guy or girl, you sense that red flag like, I probably shouldn't be doing this, but you do it anyway, then don't do that.
Yeah, don't put yourself in that
if you know, then you just know. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, take the chance, but don't look too deep into it.
True. Very, very good point.
Have that dopetivity and be like, I'm going to check myself before I check others. Like, mm-hmm. I knew when I said yes to this date that it was probably going to be trash. So why am I mad that it's trash after I knew it was going to be trash?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you may get some lucky ones to where you say, I'm not sure about this. You go into it and it's an amazing date.
Yeah. If you're not sure,
you're fine.
Then you're good. Yeah.
But you have learn to how to know. React. Yeah, learn how to react to what's happening when you know that you're going into it.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially, and to add on to the fact that you say, if you don't know if it's going to be a good date or not, don't go in negatively when you don't know.
Right.
True. Like, you got to be positive, because if you don't know, then they don't know.
Be yourself, too.
You have to be
yourself. 100% of
Man,
the time.
That was the whole point of the dopetivity pre
100% of the time. Be yourself. Because I mentioned in the episode, yeah. right? I get tired of like trying to have to blah blah. Don't fall into any of the traps of yeah, what society considers dating.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a Kardashian all of a sudden? No, you don't. I thought so. Be yourself.
Because that's when you're so
be
lost.
Your dopest,
you're lost then, in your head. On a date, yeah. you can't be lost in your head like, damn, I should look this way. I should do this way. I should do this way. I should do... You have to go on a date if you're really trying to find someone, and you need to go on a date and just be like yourself.
Yeah.
If they can accept, like me, I'm a drinker. If I want to take 10 shots, even because I know me and I know that I can handle myself with 10 shots, and I know that I'm not going to be a mess and crazy and you're going to have to take care of me. If I want to do that and you can't accept that, you're not the one for me, boo-boo.
True that.
I'm not going to stop drinking like I drink and have fun. It's not bringing any harm to anyone. I'm fine. For sure. So,
100%.
If a guy, if I go, that can turn a guy off fast too. I feel like that's one of the things that guys get turned off by. She drank too much. Yeah, I drank a lot, but me and you were still having a decent conversation. Mm-hmm. Everything was still vibing.
But also doing that, if he's turned off by that, then he should leave.
Right.
Then he's you don't not have the to one worry about that shit.
And I can
anymore.
Drink by myself.
Then you have, then you're like, all right, now I know. It's solidified in that situation that I know this is not somebody I need to pursue.
Right. Because so we just don't get along that way.
Yeah. You have to be yourself.
Exactly. You have to continuously be yourself and don't feel like that you have to gray out certain areas or like act like you're this way because you see him and you feel like he likes this way.
Yeah. I feel like I'm speaking on a lot of people's spectrum here. It's like, have you ever seen those relationships where you're like, so-and-so in that situation puts up with that person. Like, they put on... like, that person's not really being themselves. They're married at this point still, but you can tell this person's
not with that shit, but they're doing it because
for that person. Mm-hmm. You're like, that's not... No. I don't... be yourself. God damn, be yourself.
Because you can tell, like, even in that particular situation that you're speaking on, we're just going to talk about the drinking situation because that's the only example I can come up with. So we see a girl that doesn't drink that much, but then we see that guy that drinks a lot.
He likes to turn up.
He likes to have fun. Yeah. He's not being belligerent. He's just like
another
to
shot,
up.
Another shot. Let's
and then
go.
The wife is just like, I'll just take a couple because I'm driving. You know, he got a drink, you know, whatever. But she's still happy. She's still, you can tell that she accepts that about them because next time, we don't know what they do after this. Mm-hmm. Next time, it's like my turn. Like, I get to get fucked up, and then you can do that.
And that's
what
that's the person you want. That's that that's that mutual
but
balance
you,
right
you
there.
You can tell when you go out, and then the wife or the man is just like, oh, my God, she's embarrassing the fuck out of me.
You see
like,
that all.
Stop, and then there's an argument going on. There's an argument going on. That
you always get this way. Why do you always turn up like this?
Oh,
I don't
God. I do not want to be like that because I'm the drunk, and I get it. I'm just kidding. You can tell. Don't be that person. Like, if you're going to be who you are, be who you are. Because I, on a date, I'd be like, you want another shot? They'd be like, no, look, I'm going to have one. Sorry. Like,
yeah. If you don't like it, don't call me tomorrow. Plain and simple. I can move on from this.
I'm not pissing on myself when I'm throwing up. You're not having to hold my hair. Like, I can drive home. Like, we're good. Why are you tripping?
Yeah, you're not saving me from anything. You're just explaining your what is it? Your opinions on drinking at that point. You're like, I just don't appreciate that you.
Well, you need to find someone else.
Do you drink like this all the time?
I sure do.
I've been on those dates before where it's like, oh, do you? Let's get another drink. Oh, I don't drink this much often. I'm like, oh, well.
You don't have to have one.
Yeah, it's like, I'll get another one. It's cool. Do you drink like this all the time? I was like, why are you concerned? I'm not ruining anything. Yeah, I'm literally speaking fluently with you. I'm talking to you normally.
That was a cliche. I feel like,
But that's a great example. Yeah. Like, of course, you know, it's great for this podcast because we drink on this podcast, you know, shout
frequently.
Out to...
As a matter of fact, we need to do this shot because it's
going
to...
facts.
It's going to hit hot.
Next to this candle. But yeah, so that was a good example, though. I like that.
Okay.
It's a good blatant example. And it's great for dates because most dates usually happen around alcohol.
Yeah, it's true. Like, alcohol and that's the thing. Like, I want to be fun. Like, I want to go have fun.
Yeah. Shit. Like, drinking makes you more vulnerable.
And that's the thing.
And that's what people want to get out
ease,
of other
like,
people.
Like, it's just off. Like, the edge is just off. For the next tip, though, I think it's literally just going in it with an open mind. Mm-hmm. And this is something I have to work on because if I have a... Okay, I'm going to be transparent enough to say this. Like, if I feel like me and this person are like really vibing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, dang, this could be the one. But I don't want to do that anymore. Does that make sense?
So you're saying you don't want to give them the easy way out. Or
the whole thing I'm trying to do is to get the pressure off, right? Mm-hmm. If I have a couple dates with a guy and I really like them and everything's going great, and I'm like, oh my God, this could possibly be the one, that puts more pressure on it. So mm-hmm. when the smallest thing that they do is like, damn, he ain't the one, when in actuality it's just a bump that you can just get over if you're just casually dating like you should be.
Yeah.
Casual dating was the wrong word, but like dating like you should.
Well, this
go ahead.
This could go back to previous episodes where we talked about friend zoning. My opinion was like, I want to be friends with somebody first. Like, I want to create that friendship first.
I see where you're going.
You know what I mean? Like, as far as a first date goes, like, go into that thinking that this is somebody that you play basketball with, or somebody that you...
just a close friend.
Somebody you work with or whatever. Like, something could spark off eventually, but mm-hmm. You're not there to force the spark. You're there to mm-hmm. just be there. Because
that's when all the cliche shit comes on, and yeah. you're just doing shit just to be cute.
I am cool. I'm cool as hell. Cute. You know?
That joke no sucked, but I'm going to laugh.
Ways,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. My watch, not that expensive. No big deal.
It would cost $400, but it wasn't that expensive. I feel you. So if you just go into it, like, looking at someone like you're finding a lifelong friend instead of looking at it like, this is going to be my husband. I'm going to live with him for the rest of my life. That is a great tip to deal with.
Especially like day one through three, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that time frame. Because you get enough... especially with like internet dating, because you start ground floor.
This is brand new to me.
You don't even know if those are their pictures. Until you go meet them in person.
That's why I'm like, if you're not trying to really like go take me on a date immediately, then I feel like you catfishing.
Man.
But you know, luckily, like all the other ones are fine, but the one that I'm like, he's ready to try to like, I'm like, okay, good. I cannot deal with a catfish. I think I would lose my mind.
It would be a lot.
I'm the wrong person to try to catfish because I'm too nosy. So my thing is like, if I FaceTime you a couple times, you don't answer. If we text, we call. Like, if you're not doing enough,
I'm gonna cut you off. Checking shit.
I'm gonna cut your ass off. No. You ain't gonna even get to catfish me, bro. Like, it's gonna be done.
You didn't say nothing, bro. You said nothing. The whole time.
I feel like catfishing shows you how much just people's words can affect a human. If they're that insecure enough. If they're that insecure and need love that much, just your words, what you say, creates this whole relationship in their head. Like, they're picturing a whole bunch of shit. They're picturing their wedding day. They're picturing you guys having kids. Have you watched Catfish, bro? Like, that shit is real.
TV show? No, bro. I haven't seen it. Yeah.
No, it just shows how weak... not weak. I'm not going to say weak, but how much some people like yearn for that like love.
I would say
weak. And then if you have a whole, I know, right? I would shout out to be rude. But then you have a whole person that's not, like me and you could catfish someone collectively. Like me and you could create a page.
Sure.
And get a girl. Like we could swipe whatever on whatever one. Get a girl and make them literally fall in love with us.
Through messaging.
That's how scary that shit is. And that's why crazy. I stayed away from that bullshit.
I see.
No, seriously. That's real. Because when you think about it, women do fall in love with what they hear. It's almost like you're promising me.
Yeah,
you read the messages from that one guy that I had, right? And you were like, damn, I almost believe him. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Him. Like, you kind of just like, damn, they got it down packed.
Mm-hmm.
Some women, that's all they need. If they're not confident in themselves.
I got you.
If they're not confident in themselves, that's all they need. And then it's a wrap.
And they're sending $300 checks.
I don't know how deep it goes.
Via money order or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know how it works either. But.
I swear, some women can like get there. And like me and you could do that. If we were that nasty and dirty of a person,
yeah,
we could do that shit right now, we could have like six women wanting to meet us right now. And then we can make up six excuses why we can't meet, and we can still talk to them all week and then come up with another excuse next weekend.
And that's the whole reason why you didn't download,
bro,
the apps.
It's so much reason. It's so many reasons, but that's one of them.
Yeah, but still, that's still powerful enough to be like, I don't know.
I
can just go to the library. I don't know.
For me, I think it was more so me like feeling as though, why the fuck I need a dating app? I'm cute, like. I can walk outside. I can do this.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's nothing wrong with being confident
but
at all.
But at the end of the day, like, I had to realize, like, yeah, you're cute. Only places you go is work. Now you're in a type of environment where you only see your employees at work.
Yeah. You see them more than you see your house.
You may go to the grocery store.
Potential.
I mean, how big is that pool? You may go to the gas station. How big is that pool? But then in my set mindset before that, it was just like, God, he'll make them at the gas station then. So I was selecting the places I would go and expect God to do the rest. But he's like.
So you were walking into QT like, he's going to be in here today, right?
Not even that. No, I'll just be like, oh, he cute or whatever. If he didn't say nothing to me, I didn't say nothing to him. I would just do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm like.
See, that's.
I felt like I had to like create like the end of 2018. I was like, I need to create a pool for myself. Mm. Like I need to be going to, you remember we talked about going to those poetry nights and stuff like that. Cause we're trying to perfect our craft and stuff like that. I was like entrepreneurial workshops, like stuff like that. And that's what I was going to do. But the whole Bumble situation just came out of like clear blue. Like
last week.
And I was fine. I mean, after I created, I was fine. But before I created, I was like, bro, I just don't understand. Like, you know, I was in my feelings.
Why do people even do that?
I was emotional. Yeah. And then you were just like, sis, I swear to God, you going to call me tomorrow and tell me you have a date. Like,
by the way, you didn't. You didn't call me.
I didn't tell you anything. I told you when you got here. But it's cool.
But it's cool. Yeah, it was cool. I enjoyed it.
I just think the fact of just conquering your fears. Like, fear of faith, the choice is yours, and using it the right way. Because people say that phrase all the time. Fear or faith.
Oh. Okay.
And I feel like, you know, I have been against this for so long, but then I've also been trying to do it my way, and what have I got from it?
I got you.
You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So, it's time, when you keep doing the same shit, you can't expect different results. So, that means that you need to make some adjustments.
Fair.
At this point, I can still go into QT and find my husband.
Right.
But what I did was took the initiative to go outside the box and see something else.
Or just that say alone, hi at that point.
Exactly.
You didn't say hi the first time. Now you're like, hey, I like your shirt.
That alone.
Your shoes.
Right.
What you bought?
Oh, you smell good. That alone is showing God, like, yeah. And I feel like God doesn't, he's not going to just hand shit to you.
No, because if he's literally wanting to find out what makes you happy, he's gonna ask you,
how bad do you want it?
But what do you want, though?
What do you want?
Because you can say, I want a man. He's like, a million men out here. Mm-hmm. You can get this homeless dude off the street if you want, because he's waiting for you. I mean, you know, like, he's not gonna just give that homeless guy to you. He's not gonna assume that you want the homeless dude.
Yeah.
So you got to really put your right foot forward. You know, no offense to left-footed people.
Oh, is that a thing? Left-footed people? That's so funny.
But, you know, you got to put your right foot forward and say, hey, say hi. Put yourself, you got to put yourself out there. You literally got to get your toes wet.
You cannot hold yourself in a box. And that's what I've been doing for all of these years. Like, all the guys that I have talked to have been guys that I've met at work that they just walked in. And then I'm just like, okay, yeah.
That's a box, though, right? That's a box.
That's not my dating pool.
It's a fucking box.
It's not a dating pool. So, yeah. I kind of have to get myself out there.
Position yourself.
Not necessarily position yourself. Make yourself available. Mm-hmm. Look at them like, hey, yeah. you know, yeah. But don't necessarily go after them like, what's your number? What's your not?
Yeah, don't be too aggressive. But no, like, so the whole premise of the Dopetivity podcast would tell you that you want to be an individual within yourself, and you will only know what you want once you become an individual.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So once you become an individual and you got to episode 10, mm-hmm. that we will post one day.
We're gonna or post 11 soon.
Right
we're
now.
Look at it right now.
But
we're gonna get it, guys. We're gonna get it. Trust me.
But once you get here and you realize that you are the individual that's looking for something to grow on, mm-hmm. you have nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. Your fears are gone at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't go to a date thinking, what do I do about myself? No, you
go
literally built yourself
right
for this long to this point.
And that's the thing, like,
and you should be yourself
right
at that date for an hour or 2 hours.
Exactly.
Not that much out of your life.
Exactly.
By the way. 24
like,
hours in a day, I'm just saying.
Exactly. When I figured out, like, when one guy asked for my number and I had to second think why I would say no,
yeah.
that showed me
that
I would do that all the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, why are you doing that? Like, who do you have at home?
Who are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of?
You just have you and your daughter. Like, why would you not give him your number? I mean, if you were unattracted to him, that's one thing. But this guy's attractive. He smell good. He look good. You're just like...
I smell good.
And I'm like, why the fuck are you thinking? Okay. I'm in my head like a motherfucker. And I'm like, here's my number. God damn it. Like, I don't know.
Them walls are fucking
exactly.
strong as hell.
They are strong. So,
yeah,
you have
we
to
all
check
out here
yourself.
In relationships trying to build Trump walls around yourself. Meanwhile.
Oh, we don't want them walls.
Meanwhile, yeah, you don't want the real walls, but we building Trump walls out here.
Exactly.
Let that shit in, and then mm-hmm. when it come in, just know that you're strong enough to fight it off.
Exactly.
You have
and
nothing
realize
to worry
it.
About.
As long as you can recognize it, then you're fine.
Yeah.
Like, recognizing is step one.
Real recognize real.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And then the deal recognize the deal, and then we just trying to chill, so
ay.
We try to get ay. The deal
because
we
ay. Ay. We
want a
meal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dopetivity,
we want
a meal.
Hey,
okay.
We talking about
wanna...
the food? No.
Ay,
we
no,
talking about the grub.
Hey, we yeah. want a million. We
yeah.
want a million.
Ay.
A million dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of nothing, bro. I fucked up.
It's okay. Because we back with the Dopetivity. Yeah.
Dopetivity.
Yeah.
We dope. In here.
Yeah. 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 Kenley. We. She's looking like, what are y'all talking about right
She's
now?
Like,
I don't get what's going
like
on at this point.
Idiots. No. No.
We Dopetivity.
Sorry, though. Guys. This is Dopetivity. Dopetivity.
Dopetivity. Dopetivity. We entity did
Dopetivity. I think that last shot did it for me. No, but seriously.
That's still right.
We love you.
Yes.
We in here.
In here.
Like swim well.
Can we say hi? She said nope.
Say hi. Say hi. Oh, you little witch. She doesn't want to say hi, but...
It's okay. It's okay.
We will...
We're going to upload the previous episode.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that rhymed too. I'm still on
you
the mode.
In it.
Trying to get it. Get it
in
going.
It.
Hey.
Okay,
we
what you going to do?
We in the zone. Yeah.
We
so
in
I
it.
Can not go home. Yeah.
Hey.
Take another shot. Yeah.
Hey.
My head is hot. Woo! Yeah.